Commissioner for Consumer Affairs Dini Sulio is with me. We're going to talk about some scams. Smartphone scams are getting more sophisticated these days. Let's have a chat about a couple of new ones, including COVID passport tech scams. Hi there, Commissioner. How are you?
Morning. Well, thanks.
Tell us about this COVID passport tech scam. What are they trying to achieve here?
Well, give them credit. They are very topical when they go through scams, and they'll look for whatever's happening at the time to take advantage of. And there's a lot going on in relation to messaging around vaccinations and COVID issues generally. What we're seeing with this is a link that comes through, and they're coming through from names such as Be COVID Safe, for example. So they're creating a number and a name, and you'll get a text that says Be COVID Safe. You click on the link. It talks about getting a vaccine passport, so because, you know, I think there's a lot of talk at the moment about people may need vaccine passports to do certain things, to go into certain restaurants or to travel and things like that. So there's certainly an interest in this. But when you click on the link, as a lot of links in unsolicited texts and emails, they are designed to steal your personal information. So it stores a program on your phone that will then give the scammers or hackers access to your information, which may be your contacts, which may be your passports, your bank details and various other things. So this is a significant concern, and you know, people are worried about vaccines and COVID, and will look to information that they think has come from the government, think it's legitimate, and click on a link.
How can you tell the difference?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I think, to be honest, we're getting to the point of don't click on a link in a text. You know, it's at that point. And there are some legitimate reasons to click on a link if it's, you know, a booking or something like that that you need to look at. But at the moment, if you haven't made a booking for a hairdresser or a restaurant or something like that, so you don't know what it's about, just don't click on the link and delete it. If you want to get information about vaccinations or any COVID information, then we suggest that you go to the State Health or Commonwealth Health websites and source the information yourself. Just don't click on a link from something that you don't recognise or you don't expect.
Go to original sources and, I mean, it's not the end of the world if you don't click on a legitimate link sometimes.
No, that's right, exactly. Yeah. Whatever it is, you'll be able to find it somewhere else because it won't be exclusive to that one link, it's much more likely that it's going to cause you a problem.
Thousands of people have also been receiving scam messages since August about missed calls or voicemails. This is particularly sinister because it looks just like the type of thing that you would get every day on your phone, and that's how you might expect to listen to a voicemail.
Yeah, it's really disturbing, and I think, you know, I've seen people who are receiving, you know, all sorts of text messages at the moment about, you know, you've got a parcel being delivered, or, you know, you've got a last opportunity to contact us before you get in trouble. All these sort of texts are just coming through in huge numbers at the moment, and I think, again, it comes down to the ease of it, and they're trying to get people, but it's confronting. But this one is quite sinister because, as you say, this is often how you might get a message to say you've missed a call, and click on the link to listen to the voicemail. And it's happening more and more, and they're just trying different things to suck people in, basically, to clicking on a link. So, again, it is that issue of don't click on a link in a text. Check your voicemails as you would normally on your phone by going through your voicemail box rather than clicking on links in messages at the moment. And even if that's how you normally used to do it, don't do it anymore because people have moved on to cause problems in that regard.
I suppose also usually it's a little play window, depending on what type of phone you have, as opposed to a link that has lots of weird letters and numbers.
So that's a red flag. It is. If it doesn't look like your normal message that you used to get, then avoid it altogether. But it's a long list of different letters and numbers that don't make sense. But, you know, again, it is that thing that people think, I've got a voice message, I'll click on a link, everyone's in a rush and they go and do it. And unfortunately, there's big consequences for that.
What are those consequences? What happens if you click on those links?
These are the same sort of malware, the malicious software links that will access your smartphone and be able to access your contact lists, your passwords, any accounts that you may have stored on there. You know, people more and more are using their phones as their wallets, so we've got a lot more information on our phones at the moment. So this program allows people to remotely access into your phone and basically go searching for whatever they're looking for.
And then, so what do? You delete the message, you change your passwords, anything else?
Yeah, it is that. I think it's, and check your bank accounts to make sure nothing's gone missing, but certainly change all of your passwords on all of your accounts and certainly delete that message if you click that link. but it is making sure that people, you know, go into your banking accounts and change your passwords so they don't have any of that access anymore.
Commissioner Sulia, I think sometimes people are a bit embarrassed when they've been scammed and they hide it from their friends and family. And that can actually be detrimental, right, because maybe they're not getting on top of something, getting their phone sorted out. Maybe might be worth having a chat to an IT specialist to have a look at their phone. Do you advise that?
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of people are embarrassed. And, you know, when we talk about these numbers of money going overseas to investment scams or particularly romance scams, we do think it's way underreported because people are embarrassed to say, well, I got sucked in by, you know, clicking on a link or sending money over to someone I thought was in love with me or whatever it might have been. So it is that concern that people say, well, I'm not going to do anything about it. But if you don't do anything about it, someone may still have phone access to your computer or your phone, and anything you do may be tracked, or they'll be able to access your account. So certainly if you're a bit embarrassed to talk to your family, at least take your phone into a phone shop and ask them to have a look at it, or a repair shop to see if they can do the resetting for you if you're not sure how to do it. But yeah, it's not something to ignore, and it is worth reporting, and it is worth talking to someone. And again, the same message though, if you get a message and it's about, you know, you think you're talking to someone overseas who's you're involved in a romantic relationship with, or that you're looking at an investment opportunity, talk to someone else, and they hopefully will suggest that you think about it twice and do some research, because it is, you know, it's insidious.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, like, so many people get affected by it. So maybe we should be talking about it more and being more open about it, because I think we all have the capacity to be duped at some point or another.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think, you know, people are time poor and they think, oh, there's a link, I need to click on it, and I'll click on it. And it is, I think, the more you talk about it, the more people think, well, actually, yeah, look at those people who have been scammed. Look how much money's gone overseas. I need to be much more wary and much more sceptical than I am.
Thanks so much for your time today. Really good to have you on the program, Commissioner Denny Sulia.
Not a problem. Thanks very much.